Venerable Pius XII, Pope, Third Order. When Pope Pius XII died in 1958, after holding the office of Vicar of Christ for almost two decades, he was acclaimed as having been the most impressive living symbol of the spiritual which the world knew. It is estimated that he received some 10 million people in his unforgettable audiences. In the 41 encyclicals which he addressed to the world, he invariably sought to solve the problems of the day by applying to them spiritual principles. Born in Rome on March 2, 1876, Eugenio Pacelli was a member of a distinguished Franciscan family. Father, mother, brother, sister, and her husband, all of them were members of the Third Order Secular of St. Francis. Eugenio, too, 3 years after he was ordained a priest in 1899, was invested with the scapular and cord of the Third Order. He was a member of the priest's fraternity in Rome, of which Monsignor Giacomo della Chiesa was the prefect. As Pope Benedict XV, the latter consecrated Father Pacelli a titular archbishop and sent him to Munich as papal nuncio for Bavaria in 1917. 3 years later, Archbishop Pacelli became the first papal nuncio to Germany. Pius XI, also a Franciscan tertiary, created him a cardinal in 1929, and the following year selected him as papal secretary of state. After his election as pope, Pius XII warmly recommended the Third Order of St. Francis to the Catholic world whenever a suitable occasion presented itself. In 1957, he gave to the Third Order a detailed, authoritative, and modern interpretation of its rule in the 173 articles of its general constitutions. In his own manner of life, by his personal holiness and asceticism, he was a true follower of the Poverello and set an example to his fellow tertiaries. A year after he proclaimed St. Francis of Assisi and St. Catherine of Siena to be the principal patrons of Italy, 1939, he delivered an eloquent sermon in which he saluted St. Francis as a living knight of the poverty of Christ, the father of the sacred armies of friends of the people, the restorer of that charity which brought peace and blessings to men and families, the herald of the gospel, apostle and leader of the apostles, peacemaker and father of the mystic knights of peace and blessings. That was also a word portrait of his own program as Vicar of Christ. The role of the Third Order Secular in the Church. The Third Order is a remedy for modern spiritual ills. Shortly after his elevation to the chair of St. Peter, Venerable Pius XII addressed the following words to the Franciscans attending a general chapter of the order. Quote, "We freely and publicly profess today that our great trust and hope rests on your order. The generous spirit of the great St. Francis can apply the proper remedy to the mortal diseases under which our hard age is degenerating. Through you may St. Francis come back among the children of this earth. That is our wish with regard to you and your fellow religious, including those who are members of the Third Order of Penance." End quote. The Third Order's spirit is the spirit we need. To several hundred tertiaries and their Franciscan directors, Venerable Pius XII pointed out in 1945 that the spirit of the Third Order is one of poverty, mortification, charity, and faith. "Society has an urgent need of this spirit," he said, "not only for its peace, happiness, and prosperity, but in a way for its very existence. And it is for you, sons and daughters of St. Francis, living in the world, to make that spirit sparkle and radiate. The Third Order is a school of Christian perfection. Perhaps the most significant pronouncement of Pius XII on the Third Order was his discourse on the Franciscan vision of life in 1956. The Third Order, he said, must be, quote, a school of Christian perfection, of the genuine Franciscan spirit, and of fearless and prompt action for the building up of the body of Christ, end quote. This electrifying allocution is quoted three times in the general constitutions of the Third Order Secular. Prayer of the Church. O God, who have given to Blessed Francis, our Father, the Spirit of the Apostles, graciously breathe into our hearts the same Holy Spirit, that we too may preach to others by words and example the gospel of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, world without end. Amen. Thank you.